This year, March 19 falls on Sunday, so the solemnity of St. Joseph is transferred to Monday, March 20. The first reading is 2 Samuel, chapter 7 and following. The Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins. I will make his kingdom firm. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne firm forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." This is the word of the Lord. Dear family, this word shows us the paternity of God, not only for the son of the king, but for the entire people. Not only for the Jews, but for the whole world. Because Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior, will come from this lineage, and he will be the Savior and Redeemer of all. But it will take a long time and many trials. And for many years, it would seem like the promise is lost. Let us go now to the second reading, that is from Romans chapter 4, verses 13 and following. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith so that it may be a gift and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, "I have made you father of many nations." He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, whom gives life to the dead, and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, "Thus shall your descendants be." That is why it was credited to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. In this reading, St. Paul again reflects on the paternity, this time of Abraham, through whom, again, God is preparing his people. And it's a paternity that is possible because Abraham has faith when it seems truly impossible. Like the first reading, again, is going to require faith in God to be able to respond to God's commandments and bring about the promise. So let us now go to the gospel, which is Matthew 1, verses 16 and following. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear family, we should stand in profound amazement before Joseph. What a man. After hearing and witnessing the fact that Mary is pregnant, he chooses to put the blame on himself in front of the people. Otherwise, she would be stoned to death. You see, if he divorces her quietly, everybody's going to think he's a truant. He abandoned his wife. But he was willing to suffer that rather than to accuse her. You see, a man who has no resentment, no anger, even in this extreme situation where it looks, for all reason and appearance, that he's been betrayed by his beloved. Not only that, he's also willing to continue to listen to the Lord. And so he hears that this was the work of the Holy Spirit, and he is willing to accept. You see, again, like Abraham, faith. Faith beyond what is possible. And this is what makes it possible for Joseph to become the father of Jesus. Even though he did not engender him, he truly became his father, guiding, protecting, forming, loving, giving his life for the child. Saint Joseph, pray for us.